The annual Mexican Catholic celebration honoring the Lady of Guadalupe takes place over 2 days and begins at midnight December 12th with a serenade. However, because of the coronavirus pandemic, the Roman Catholic Church canceled the annual pilgrimage to the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe this year to reduce community spread of coronavirus. The religious event in Mexico City draws millions of attendants every year. Reverend Oscar Cantu is Bishop of the Diocese of San Jose. He spoke outside Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in San Jose.
Everything during this pandemic has been different. And the celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe is going to be different. It has to be different this year. Even Pope Francis has encouraged people to stay home during this feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Out of his concern for people's faith, he has given a plenary indulgence to people who stay home, create a small altar in their home, and follow the Mass on television or on internet from their homes.
Cantu says he is encouraged to see many churches are holding virtual ceremonies this weekend. He says some congregations have organized parking lot masses where attendants stay in their cars and tune into the sermon over shortwave radio. San Jose Supervisor Magdalena Carrasco, who represents District 3 in San Jose, says local Guadalupe celebrations drew 10,000 attendants last year. She says her district is home to one of the largest Latino populations in the Bay Area.
The celebration that has been canceled is a painful reminder of how cruel COVID has been, especially among the Latino community. Sacrificing this day and not being community, not being around her is going to be very, very difficult. So the message today is you can still connect with her. You can still be devoted to her. You can still respect your faith and practice it. But please do so in the comfort and in the safety of your own home.
Carrasco says COVID-19 has a bullseye target on the Latino community. While Latinos make up about a quarter of the total population in Santa Clara County, they represent about 58% of the positive coronavirus infections. Rebecca Armendariz, Gilroy City Council member, urged residents to listen to the guidance of scientists and medical professionals.
In Gilroy, de donde yo vivo, tenemos el doble, el número doble de infecciones de cualquier otra parte de este condado. Y los Latinos son 50% de los muertes de este condado.
Armendariz says where she lives in Gilroy, they have double the number of infections compared to other parts of the county. And Latinos represent half of the COVID-19 deaths in the county. She encouraged residents to stay home, wash their hands, use hand sanitizer if possible, and change clothes when coming home from work. St. Louis Hospital in Gilroy exhausted its ICU capacity this week. That makes three hospitals in the county with no ICU beds. According to Santa Clara County spokesperson Corina Herrera Loera, hospitals and their staff are under great strain as COVID-19 cases continue to rise throughout the county. There are now about 40 ICU beds remaining across the county's hospital system. The county recently announced that close to 40,000 Moderna vaccines had arrived and would start being distributed next week to frontline hospital workers. I'm Chris Lee reporting for KPFA.